Oh, God, that piece is so much fun to play. Those three octave changes?
Okay, but can you do it in double time?
Oh, my God, no way. Okay, let me try.
Tonight was bittersweet. I can't believe this was your last performance with our orchestra. The concert hall is empty, and now it's just you and me on stage, messing around, avoiding going home, because that'll mean we're one day closer to you leaving. God, it's crazy to think about how many nights we've spent here together, in this hall. 6 years of countless performances. I don't want to think about what it'll be like not seeing you every day.
I need to practice that.
You take your hands off the keys and look down at your feet. You look like you want to say something.
Once the season's over, I'll come and visit. We can play in your living room till like 3 a.m. and annoy the hell out of your neighbors.
Yeah. Fuck. It's really starting to hit me. You're leaving. My best friend is leaving. You've pushed your move date back by a few days, but I'm not exactly sure why. Part of me wonders if it was just to give us a bit more time together. I'm so confused about how I'm feeling. We've been friends for so long, so why does this suddenly feel different? You leaving, me wanting to tell you not to go? This feels like a breakup. You get up and make your way towards me, almost like you can sense my sudden sadness. You pull me into a tight embrace, and we sway a little on the spot. I'm gonna miss you so much.
I'm gonna miss you too. But, you know, we'll be texting nonstop. Can't get rid of me that easily.
You've always been a silver linings kind of guy. That's where we differ. I guess the holidays are only a few weeks away, so it won't be too long before I see you again.
Oh, I better get going. My flight is so early tomorrow.
You pull back a little, and my cheek brushes yours. The air is suddenly thick. The hall is completely silent, and the energy between us... Fuck. What's happening? Shit. Did we just do something bad? Did we just fuck up this incredible friendship? I pull back to look up at you. Your eyes are dark and a little hazy. I can't tell what you're thinking. All I know is that you taste so good. Suddenly, you kiss me again. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I run my hands up your chest, desperate to touch more of you. Your hands bunch around the hem of my dress. Fuck. I want you. I've always wanted you. It's like I suddenly can't get enough of you. Like we've been hungry for each other for years, and we're just now getting our fill. You break away, and your lips travel down my jaw, my neck, all the way to my collarbone. I tilt my head, following your lead. Your hands pull at the hem of my dress, and I fumble to unbutton your shirt. My back hits the piano as you walk me backwards. Oh my God, you feel so good. Our kisses are desperate and needy, like we're running out of time.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.